a bad one, will he? But he's a bad fellow anyhow. He tries to devour everything he can. But I don't think he can devour as much as they think he can. Not if you won't let him.
Yeah. You ever heard people call the devil by any other name?
Satan.
You know when children, small children, are misbehaving, the parents might try to get them, might try to straighten them out by telling them, well, now, if you don't stop that, do it.
Well, the devil will get you.
You ever heard him say something like a boogeyman?
Yeah, I've heard him say, well, boogey will get you, and that's the wrong thing, too.
Not a good idea to
say that. No, I don't think so. Not to ever threaten a child with a boogey. Because ain't no such thing as a boogie. And they'll learn that, if there ain't no such thing as a boogie. Get up and straighten him out the right way.
Was the boogie man supposed to be the same as a devil?
Yeah, the same. I guess he would be, yeah. We would in my estimation.
What are these things that people claim they see around graveyards, you know?
Haints. There ain't no such thing as a haint. I ain't never seen one. I've been here a long time.
I haven't seen one yet.
I haven't either, and I ain't looking for them.
Sometimes, you know,
a lot of people think it's called them spirits, you know.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
And I don't think, that's it, right. I do think people are warned of, things.
Yes.
I do think that. I know I've been warned of things that was going to happen, but I couldn't see it.
Yeah, you were telling me about your son.
Yeah, I was warned of him. I know I was warned of him. I'm always warned of everything he'll have in my family. Always have been.
Terrible.
Never has been nothing come up my family. I haven't been warned over the head of it. But I couldn't see it till it was over. I bring you blind to what's going to happen.
Yes, ma'am.
But now I believe in that, but it's for haints and spirits and things appearing before you, I don't think there's nothing to it.
What about if those things get into a house that people might say the house was
haunted?
You ever heard one of those?
Oh, yeah, I heard them say they just knock and tear down the houses, you know, just make awful racket and everything. And there's lots of people believe that mess, too.
Yeah.
You just find plenty of people believe that kind of mess. But I don't believe it. Because I've got them right here in my family that's on the scared to come in this house because my husband died here. In my own family. I've got a nephew that won't hardly come in this house but on account of him dying here. He didn't die yet. He was sick here a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
But he'll come in this house and he'll look right towards that bed this time he hits his house, and he ain't gonna come in here if he can help himself. He says he gets nervous when he sees his house. Now, ain't that silly?
Sure is.
I call that silly.
Some people like it.
Oh, there's people. He says he just can't stand it. It's crazy to me. Oh, that's crazy.
Say if a man owns about 1,000 acres of land, talking about the amount, you say that he sure owns a...
lots of land. Lots of property.
You ever hear people around here use the expression right smart? That's right smart.
Oh yeah, right smart. You own right smart.
Could that do for just about anything?
Yeah, for anything.
That's like that's a right smart distance to go. Something like that. You hear that pretty frequently?
Yeah, I have heard it frequently.
Say if a young boy was talking to an older person, instead of just saying yes, he might say to a man, he would say
yes, sir.
To a woman?
Yes, ma'am.